Allahu Akbar.
Bismillah, alladhi la ilaha siwa, walhamdulillah, hamdan yaliqu bi jamalihi wa jalalihi, wa kamalihi fi jamalihi wa jalalihi, hamdan yaliqu bi jazil amaihi. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف وأكرم وأحب أنبيائه سيدنا ومولانا محمد الصادق الأمين الرسول المبين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين وأصحابه الغر الميامين والتابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا منهم آمين. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created so many things, the human being being amongst them, and He azza wa jal distinguished the human being by the noble act of breathing of His spirit, subhanahu wa ta'ala, into the human being. That which made the human being very special. The worth of the human being is not on account of the physical material reality that he is, and therefore not on account of the physical and material pursuits that he follows, but on account of the ruh that was breathed into him of the divine command, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The worth of the human being was only completed when the ruh was breathed into him, and then Allah azza wa jal ordered the angels to lay themselves prostrate to the child of Adam, not before that. And therefore, and because the topic is about قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, and that is succeeds or reaches happiness, the one who polishes and purifies his own self. That is, he allows the soul, the spirit, the heart to be in their original intended reality. Our hearts are the lens through which we see the world. If our hearts are stained, if our hearts are ugly, unpolished, then we will see the world through that lens, ugly and unpolished, even though the world might be right. But because we see the world through the eye or the lens of our hearts, then the conditions of our hearts will be reflected in the characteristics we're going to perceive or conceive of the world, and of the world are human beings, other human beings. And therefore Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Indeed, the person will be successful who purifies his own self. That is, he enables the lens to be polished, the mirror to be polished, so that the world is seen inside that mirror, and through that lens, the way the world really is. Because in the absence of that tazkiyah of the nafs, in the absence of cleansing and purifying our hearts, and therefore ourselves, the world will be conceived by us not in the real conditions in which it is. We will only reflect what we are in the world. We will not see the world the way it really is. Therefore, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. The person who cleanses and purifies his or her own self will be able to see the world the way it really is, and therefore behave concurrently in the appropriate, correct way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as well, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Al-hawa is one of the ailments, of the major ailments of ourselves, of what we are inside. Al-hawa, to follow our own drives, be they intellectual, philosophical, academic, or even emotional. When the hawa inside of us, the energy inside of us that directs us, is one that is inconsistent with the divine beauty and divine majesty, one that claims itself subconsciously, especially, to be independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that occurs, when we follow that hawa, khaba man ittaba'a hawa, wa aflaha man jahada hawa. Therefore, he or she is a loser who obeys the commands and the lead of his own internal inclinations and drives, and indeed is liberated and attains felicity, the one who resists the lead and the command of his or her own hawa, which actualizes itself in every aspect of our lives, in religious matters, in spiritual matters, in fiqhi matters, in philosophical matters, in family matters, in social issues, in personal issues. It manifests itself all the time, our hawa. It becomes a god besides God, wal'iyadh billah. And that's a recipe for disaster. And it is a condition of our internal reality. It is not what we look outside and what we necessarily say outside. Rasuluna wa Mawlana sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam says, and listen to two words in this text which I juxtapose, and they indicate something very special. Allah Azza wa Jal in Hadith Qudsi says, addressing the child or the children of Adam, يَبْنَ آدَمْ تَفَرَّغْ لِعِبَادَتِي أَمْلَأْ صَدْرَكَ غِنَى. Emphasize now the two words, juxtapose the two words, تَفَرَّغْ, the verb of command, تَفَرَّغْ, and صَدْرَكْ, for now. تَفَرَّغْ, O child of Adam, empty yourself. تَفَرَّغْ عَلَى وَزْنِ تَفَعَّلْ, which indicate a striving, an exercise of opposing something. It means it is difficult to empty what we are inside. And the other word in this text is sadrak, your chest, your heart. Empty, it means empty your heart. Liberate your heart, free your heart from the attachments inside of it, from the inclinations inside of it, from the drives inside of it, from the likes and dislikes and the priorities inside of it that are inconsistent with what Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. We must exercise. We must exert ourselves. It is not easy. It is very difficult for everybody, especially for those who have something inside of us to empty and to free our hearts from, such as what we think we know, such as what we think is right or wrong. Tafarrag, empty yourself for me, and therefore for my ibadah. I will fill up your chest, your heart, with richness. The emptying here is the emptying of what we are inside, which leads me and you to do wrong, to speak wrong, to inside, therefore, be harboring the wrong conditions, the ugly conditions inside of us and characteristics inside of us of conceitedness, of ujb, of ostentation, of riyah, and therefore of love to be the leader, حب الرئاسة وحب الظهور, and to be conceited, and to be one who likes to be admired. That's inside of us. And al-hasad, the violent envy inside of us, to want what others have in a violent, internal, emotional way. Al-hirs, to be one who insists on keeping and having something of this world besides what Allah Azza wa Jalla loves and besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hirsu ala al-jahi wa ala al-mali wa ala al-sharaf wa ala al-ri'asa wa ala al-qiyada. Al-hirs, that which is in our hearts. To empty ourselves from that, Allah Azza wa Jal commands, tafarrag, if you do that, I shall fill up that which you emptied for me, your chest, your heart, with richness. And the richness is to feel internally and emotionally and experientially the nearness of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to experience His beauty, His jamal, and His majesty, His jalal in our qulub, not only academically and intellectually. And one would live those ahwal, they become, yes, ahwal, conditions, experiential of the qalb. And if we don't do that, then لا يعبأ الله سبحانه وتعالى في أي أودية من أمور الدنيا وأودية الدنيا يكون هلاكنا. Then if we don't, then Allah will not mind that we lose ourselves, والعياذ بالله, in any of the channels and avenues and rivers and ways of dunya. He will not mind, subhanahu wa ta'ala. اللهم ارزق نفسي تقواها, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم teaches us. اللهم ارزق نفسي تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. And therefore we implore Allah Azza wa Jal, the more we become conscious and aware of the gravity of not minding what we are inside and believing and thinking that what we do outside of externally beautiful things, and of course it goes without saying to do externally ugly things, we should not be deluded by the external attraction of what we say and what we do. If our qulub inside are bankrupt and are ugly, wal-iyadh billah. O Allah, آتي نفسي تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها. O Allah, grant my nafs its own taqwa, that it be always aware and conscious of you in prosperity and in adversity, in action and in inaction, in agreement and in disagreement, in health and in sickness, under all circumstances, in privacy and in public, always, when things are going my way and when things are going against me. أرزق نفسي آتي نفسي تقواها, that I'm always conscious and aware of you and on guard against feeling, allowing myself to feel or to say or to act in ways that you do not love. Please guard my heart from being in a condition you do not love. Guard my heart as you guard my senses. Guard my heart from being where you do not love my heart to be. And guard my heart from being absent where you love my heart to be. اللهم ارزق نفسي تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها. And please cleanse my nafs, purify my nafs, liberate me from the attachments inside of me and the drives inside of me and the moods inside of me and the energies inside of me that keep me distant from you, that are not used and oriented towards that which you love, and therefore to enable me to be more one who experience your beauty and your majesty and be in the protection of that beauty and that majesty, Ya Allah. My dear brothers and sisters, إن الله لا ينظر إلى صورنا وأشكالنا وظواهرنا وإنما ينظر إلى قلوبنا ومن ذلك إلى أعمالنا. As you know, حفظنا وإياكم الله, Allah is not concerned, and literally it says, does not look at what we are outside and what we say outside and our complexions and our colors and our forms and shapes. And he looks, however, at what we are inside, the attributes that define us inside, the characteristics that define us inside, our hearts, our qulub, our arwah, our nufus. Are they ugly or beautiful? When you look at a mirror, you look to look as you think handsome or beautiful externally. Allah Azza wa Jalla is not interested in that. Yet you may do that, you may, it's not haram. But Allah Azza wa Jalla, every time I look at a mirror, perhaps is communicating to me, what about the way you look inside? Do you have a mirror for that? That's why every time we look at a mirror, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us to say, Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fahassin khuluqi. Oh Allah, as you made me externally handsome or beautiful, please make me inside of me beautiful. Make my character beautiful. My brothers and sisters, yes, you know, and you were told that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission for the first 13 years, first, it doesn't mean that that was after that was given up. It continued, but the first 13 years were focused on the heart, the soul, the nafs, the character, to be the essential backbone for what is coming next and forever. And during those 13 years, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he exhibited, and he always has exhibited, the most beautiful akhlaq, and he taught the most beautiful akhlaq. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. You must not, we must not relegate akhlaq to any second position. We must not, students and scholars, old and young, learned and learning, in prosperity and in adversity, in agreement and in disagreement, in peace and in insecurity, we must never relegate the conditions of our qulub and the akhlaq to second position, let alone to third or fourth or fifth. My dear brothers and sisters, you know that Allah Azza wa Jal tells us as human beings that we are to be His vicegerents, His stewards, His representatives, those who represent Him Azza wa Jal. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. You are supposed to be, the human being is supposed to be the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And of course, not every human being would and will or has fulfilled that relationship between himself or herself and Allah Azza wa Jal of Khilafa. لأن الخلافة في أصلها is to represent somebody else on behalf of that somebody else. And when we represent somebody on his or her behalf, we're representing who he is and what he is and what he wants. Now listen to this. Allah is beautiful, isn't he? How do we know? وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. And to Allah belong all the names of beauty, all the beautiful names. He is beautiful. ذاتاً وصفاتٍ وصفاتٍ وأسماءً. Is beautiful, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at all levels. And therefore, to represent him, we must be beautiful. And Allah Azza wa Jal, when we say beautiful, don't think of a physical body to be beautiful. That's because of our lack of spiritual maturity and sometimes even intellectual maturity. Allah is beautiful. His asma are beautiful. Allah is Halim, is Kareem, is Mughni, is Sabur, is Afu, is Rahim, is Wadud, is Ra'uf. All these are asma of beauty of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you or I are internally, we have internalized these attributes at our human level, then we become Khalifa of Allah. But if I inside am ugly, impatient, unkind, unjust, inconsiderate, greedy, angry, arrogant, deluded, ostentatious, conceited, if I am that person, then I am not beautiful inside. And therefore, I do not represent divine beauty. I am not a Khalifa of Allah. And the most perfect Khalifa of Allah is who? Who is he? Muhammad, Sayyidi wa Mawlai. The most beautiful representation of divine beauty is Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Habibullah Khalilullah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And how was he described? Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah describes him, your khuluq is the greatest. You are sitting on the throne of great khuluq. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. To be a Khalifa of Allah is to represent Allah in his attributes at our human possible level. And if we do not, then we have not fulfilled that purpose for which we were created, to be the Khulafa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. And therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, I recommend to myself first and then to you to learn not to relegate the tazkiyah of our nufus, the cleansing of our hearts and minds and souls and selves, not to relegate that to second position. It must always be first consideration and first position. It is fardhu ayn. It is an obligation that is upon every individual person. It is not fardhu kifaya. It is not a collective obligation. It is an individual obligation upon every single person. You know, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if I have inside of me, he's telling us if any of us have inside of us even as much as a mustard seed of weight or an atom's weight of the ugly characteristic of kibr, of arrogance, then we do not deserve to enter Jannah. And where does kibr lie? Externally or internally? It's internally, and yes, it has external ramifications, but it lies inside of our qulub. When I express hasad, this violent envy at the intellectual level or spiritual level or religious level or economic level or social level or any level, if I express hasad, where is hasad? Inside. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَشْتَمِعَانِ فِي قَلْبِ عَبْدٍ الْإِيمَانُ وَالْحَسَدِ. There cannot be together in the same heart of the servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, Iman, faith, and hasad, translated loosely as jealousy. No, violent envy inside of us. And because of that, again I repeat, I and you must not relegate the issues of our hearts to any second position. May we intellectually, spiritually, morally, religiously, socially, at the family level, at every level, and especially I who stand in front of you here at my level, whatever that level may be of haqara, of nothingness, may Allah protect us from us. May Allah cleanse our hearts. May we do whatever we do. May we say whatever we say in the envelope of character, in the envelope of awareness of the khilafah on this earth being a khilafah of character, of akhlaq, of attributes. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.